The minnow tanks gurgle in this old-fashioned bait shop. It's sunny outside. There's a light southwest breeze coming in through the screen windows. There's some hooks and bobbers on the pegboard, a cash register, and behind it, a refrigerator with some night crawlers. Donna and Rick Wenzel own this bait shop right off Highway 45 in Conover, Wisconsin, near the upper Michigan border. The Wenzels moved here from Milwaukee about 10 years ago. They've owned this bait shop since last July.
I actually bought this place to get the bait out of my wife's freezer and fridge. She was always complaining that the worms were smelling the fridge up. So one day I said, honey, do you mind if I buy a bait shop and I promise I won't keep any more bait in your fridge? That's what I love about my job. I love to talk to guys about fishing and hunting. But the people you get through here are wonderful people. I think the fishing sportsmen people in general are very down-to-earth people.
Rick's wife, Donna, is tidying up the store. She's placed some antique fishing poles on the wall. Right next to the poles, you see some nice bragging pictures of walleye and big perch. She's also put up a sign-up sheet for the weekly fishing contest. She says, fishing is a good thing. It relaxes people, and it brings families together.
I think we're going to see more and more families out there fishing. You're going to see father and son. You're going to see fathers and daughters, which we saw last year. In fact, we had a daughter and a father that come in. They do a lot of bass fishing together. They come in and enter in our fishing contest that we have, and you can see that the bond, the fun that they have together. And I think a lot of it is linked to fishing and spending that good quality time together.
Besides the minnows and nightcrawlers is a white bucket filled with leeches. Leeches are a popular walleye and bass bait. The leeches are trapped in Minnesota marshes. But the leeches are black and squiggly, writhing around in the bucket. They look like small snakes. Donna Wenzel, at first, was a little spooked about handling leeches.
The stories you hear about hooking the leeches are like they put them on the floor and step on them and run the hook up through them. I think the kids get a kick out of the leeches, too. And I think that's where I had a lot more fun was I'd let the leeches suck into my hand, and then the kids would all gather around, and they'd try and pet it like it was a little animal or something.
I think the funniest time is when you stuck your hand in that bucket of leeches, pulled it out, and there was about 20 leeches on there, and said, which size would you prefer? These guys just about fell over when they saw her do that.
There's cold, clean water at this bait shop. An old fisherman's tale says the friskiest bait comes from the best water. The water here bubbles up from a nearby artesian well. It stays a constant 52 degrees. Somebody described bait shops to me one time as taverns without liquor. tell us about that.
It's a lot of people that come in and they gather. I mean, they don't know each other, but they all come in and they all seem to have that conversation. And this conversation, of course, is fishing and what are good lakes and what they use. It's a conversation. And you're right, it's a gathering place where people like to go. Except we just don't serve the beer.
This outpost bait shop opens tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. There'll probably be hundreds of folks coming in here this weekend with their minnow buckets, filled with hope, going out fishing. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Nick Vanderpie in Eagle River, Wisconsin.